Good morning, 6:02.
Ah.
Good morning to all of you. Dave, Katie, and Nate. The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.
You can turn on
your
mic.
My headphones stink. What?
Oh, really?
Are they new?
No.
I mean, new, like, different from your normal ones.
No.
Oh, they just suck?
They just suck.
You know, it's kind of unbelievable how cheaply you can get headphones. I've lamented this before. You really, like, the headphones I'm wearing, right? I've had these for months. They were, like, $12. Like, some people get crazy expensive headphones.
But they all, that's kind of where I am. Like, that's why I just use ones that suck.
Sure.
Because every time I've gotten good headphones, I end up breaking them or they get broken somehow.
It's like sunglasses. So,
that's exactly the correlation. I will not, my brother gets Oakleys. He paid $412 for his last pair of Oakleys.
Yeehaw.
I'm sorry, since when have Oakleys cost $400?
I don't know.
Well, it depends. You can get a lot
Gucci
of
Gucci and Louis Vuitton for less than that.
I don't know.
They're not high quality.
Somebody ripped him off.
Maybe he's lying to me and they were $100. I have no idea. He said he paid $412 because
Oakleys?
They come with if you break them, insurance and a nice case. And they're polarized in a crazy way.
Yeah, it depends on what lenses you get. And there are like tons of customization options.
He likes to spend money on what I think are dumb things.
Okay, sunglasses are not dumb, sir.
No, they're not.
I'm looking at Oakley sunglasses right now.
Yes.
And I'm seeing them for around the most expensive pair, $160.
That's not accurate.
Yeah, I can't believe that's accurate.
I'm going
either.
To their website now because now I'm curious about a $400 pair of Oakleys.
No, because what those are like the big goofy like Lance Armstrong ones.
And they
like
are.
Those are like total baseball dad glasses.
With like the wings and all that. Yeah, they're. I don't even think they look that great. But that's him, and he's always bought really expensive sunglasses. And I get that you wear sunglasses a lot, and I've put his sunglasses on before, and honestly, they're pretty amazing. But I go to Chevron. That's where I get my sunglasses. Every pair of sunglasses I've owned for the last 15 years of my life has come from a gas station. And are they that physically appealing? Probably not, but they keep me from squinting. And that's all I care about, really. Like, don't look that stupid and keep me from squinting, and you're okay with me.
I think I probably have like 10 pairs of sunglasses.
What's the most you paid for any?
Probably about $300.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm
but I don't
in the same boat as Katie.
But
actually.
I don't actually have a problem with losing or damaging sunglasses.
Yeah, I do.
I put them in the case as soon as I take them off.
Yeah, I do.
That's one of the But this is another thing. Women carry purses. Men don't.
Good
you probably
right
take
there.
Your glasses off and throw them in your little center console. Or
yeah,
something.
That's exactly what I do. Mm-hmm. Or on my passenger seat. Or on where I put my keys at the house if I'm wearing them inside.
In the bowl.
But then inevitably.
There's a $220 pair. I'm still looking for the $400 ones, folks.
I'll drop them. I'll sit on them. I'll pick them up and a lens will fly out, which might have something to do with the cheap quality.
I lost a really nice pair when I was inner tubing a couple years ago.
That pissed me off.
You have to have cheap pairs for things like that.
It was so stupid, but they were nice. I was like, I don't want my face to get screwed up all day, so I'm going to use my nice lenses, right? And it was the very last. This is like a couple of mile float, right? It took several hours, but we get down to the very, very end. I mean, it's in sight. I'm like 50 feet away from the shore, and I get sucked away and underneath a branch, and it just flips me over, and there go my glasses. I know exactly where they are, and I'm never going to get them.
No, they're not there anymore.
I guarantee you they are because it was at a spot in the river that's by an old bridge abutment where the bridge has been torn down, and it's like right off of our property, and so the river's deep enough that like right in the very spot where they fell, I've lost stuff down there. It's just they sunk to the bottom and they haven't moved.
Let's go diving.
Let's do it.
You know, if you think about it, you probably, rather than going out and spending $400 on a pair of Oakleys, you could probably spend, I don't know, $100 to rent scuba gear. And a wetsuit, and then just go down the river.
It's true.
You could probably find, you know, people take those metal detectors and they go on the beach. Why don't you just get scuba gear and just float
just do
down?
The river.
There's wallets, glasses,
probably beers,
right?
Beers.
All you got to do is look. We have a hall. Doesn't everybody have? Maybe it's just in my house. Doesn't everybody have a hall closet where that's filled with everything?
Yes.
Okay. So yesterday, We had our gardener at the house.
Nice.
And I hadn't paid
What's
him.
What's his name, Dave?
I hadn't paid him in a while. His name's Gary. Really, it is. His name's Gary. I know, right?
Well, I was trying to trap you or what?
You know what? He's this early 20s kid. I call him kid, even though he's in his 20s.
Who's the bear.
He goes to school, and this is his side job. He's really good at it, too. He's like the best guy ever, and it's cheap. It's like $25 a month, and he comes twice a month. Like, that's cheap, man.
Does he have red hair?
No, brown.
Okay.
So I was looking for my checkbook. My wife has a purse, I believe, filled with 17 checkbooks that she just picks up around the house. And all I ask is leave one checkbook at the house for me. So I go in the hall closet where she hides the checkbooks that you get from the bank, the new ones. And I tore the thing apart, like literally, like throwing things behind me. The whole house was filled with stuff. And then after I found the checkbook and wrote the check, I spent the next 4 hours combing through all these treasures that I didn't know existed in my hall closet. Like, for example, I found a pair of Bluetooth headphones I didn't even know I had. I found a spare key to the car. I found a ton of stuff.
Nice.
That's another, like, scuba gear. Go into your hall closet. There were like three boards. I didn't know we had an extended version of Cards Against Humanity. It's right there. Scrabble.
Not that.
I didn't know we had all this stuff.
So basically you're saying this is the closet where your wife puts all of the things that you get on Amazon on a whim in.
Oh, by
your Amazon closet.
No, you know what happened? My wife found, I didn't even know this was possible. Over the weekend, I forgot about this. My wife, apparently there's a way involving an Excel spreadsheet and something else that you can check your Amazon purchases lifetime.
Yep.
Whoa.
And she did it.
Whoops.
Oh.
Did she get in trouble?
That's not the right word. It was bad. And it was one of,
it was bad.
It was one of those things where like she
trouble
was,
describe about a 6 out of 10 what you experienced then.
Here's the thing. I would say it was an 11 out of 10 because of this, because it wasn't just that she was mad at me. It's that, like, even I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're right. Like,
shame, too.
I had no defense. I'm not going to say.
Well, because if you don't see it. So this is one of the things I do every year when I do my taxes. I do a spreadsheet.
You do your taxes?
I don't do. Okay, so let's clarify. I don't do my taxes. I send them to be done, but what I do is I do a spreadsheet and all of my receipts from the year in every different category you can imagine, even from, because I technically have a home office. I don't have an office at the Kings, you know, arena. So I have a home office, so you get to write off a certain portion of your, you know, your bills. So I put it all in a spreadsheet, and when you break it down what you spend on certain things, and to do that, I have to go through Amazon as well. The Carbon Blade Polarized Scuba Dera.
Yeah.
What?
How much are those?
Those are $440.
All right. That's on the Oakley website. Okay. Thank you, listener Fred, who
Thank
sent
you.
That in.
Fred, atta boy.
Atta babe, Fred. Katie does things like itemize her taxes.
I know.
Well, no,
collect receipts.
What a dork.
I do
Nerd.
It. I do it for a reason.
What, did you go to a UC or something?
I know.
Dork.
Right?
Well, what, were you like a valedictorian or something stupid like that?
Never do
academic
that.
Academic All-American. I don't know. There's a list of things.
Nerd. Couldn't do
but
any of that.
I'll say this. It comes in handy because with what I do, there's so many things that you can write off and get advantages for. And like, even though I keep adjusting what's taken out of my tax, I think the last 3 or 4 tax returns have been, you know, like $9,000-$10,000.
Whoa there, guy.
So I have a really...
He just pissed off our entire audience.
I have a really great
me
account.
Me included.
Right? Me too.
But, and it makes me mad because I continue...
Makes you mad.
It makes me mad.
No, it's
good.
No,
$10,000.
No, no, no,
makes
no, no.
me mad.
But it depends on if you're in that camp of wouldn't you rather have that throughout the year instead of be paying into taxes that you shouldn't be paying into?
No.
Well...
You like you, so you're in the camp of I'd rather pay
Dude,
a bunch
I've
of taxes
actually,
and then have a great return.
I'm in the paying camp. I just got paid, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm spending it all.
I'm rich. That's it. I have actually paid for like the last 4 years.
Really?
I'm sick of that crap.
Hey, how you doing? We have meetings and there's donuts and coffee there and everything. You and I should hang
every
out
year,
sometime there.
Every year.
Did you get the jacket with the logo in 2006?
Your friend of Hal.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I don't know what it's like to not write a check to
every
the IRS.
Every year there's always a conversation with Dave. And how long have we been friends? Like
never.
Six years
something,
or so, seven
yeah.
years. Every year there's a conversation at tax time where he is just completely dejected by the fact that he owes the money that he owes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every year. I, and it's not. Anyway, I don't like talking specific. Like, I would have never said how much. See, your balls. I would never said what, like, for example, what I spent on Amazon, because I just feel like people listen and go, oh, screw.
Can you tell us how many figures it was?
Okay, over the
lifetime?
Like, over lifetime or over the last year?
Last year. Let's not do lifetime. Because I feel like it's probably every year increases, right?
What do you guys, okay, both of you, I'll be honest.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, how many figures?
I'm guessing that you've spent somewhere around 5,000.
How many figures?
I'm giving it five figures.
I'm
giving
it five figures.
Nate gets the
point. No, wait, in the last year?
Nate gets the point.
Yeah.
And let me put it this way.
Attaboy.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to tell you if it's a one or a two, but I'll tell you. It's probably closer to even numbers and odd numbers than last year.
Oh, my God, Dave.
I have a
you
problem.
You have a problem.
I got my privileges.
I don't know that there's I don't know that there has been a time that I've gone to Dave's house where there hasn't been an Amazon package outside
his
store when I got there.
It's Christmas year round.
Every day.
Every day. There's brown boxes at my door.
Dude, I heard Amazon hired the Tooth Fairy even.
Oh, that's it. That's Prime Now. That's the other problem
gotcha.
They have. In fact, yeah. I have a delivery on the way right now from Prime Now. It should be here at 2 p.m. They're supposed to leave it at the door.
But you're going to give it a bottle of champagne since it's your last one?
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's dish soap and dish scrubbies. That's all I
have. So it's vital.
Yes. I'm saving money by spending money. That's what I tell her. I say
I buy cat litter on there.
Your wife is way too smart for that.
Yeah, she is.
You can get like 8 boxes of cat litter. It ends up coming out to like 50% off.
Yeah, no.
It's delivered
on a pallet.
Dumb girl.
On a pallet.
Right?
They need a forklift to deliver Nate's cat litter.
You're saving money.
Yeah, I started putting it in my toilet.
The morning.
I don't use water anymore.
Morning brew is next on the drive. Sports 1140. I always like when we go to break and Matt looks like he has a migraine. Sports 1140 KHDK. Boy, morning brew times.
Oh,
Sports 1140 KHDK. How about the Jets and the Bills? Well, that's Rexy Ryan, coach of the Bills, talking about the game tonight. He's in a little bit of trouble, and we'll get to that here in a couple seconds, but that's what the rumors are. Rex Ryan in a little bit of trouble. How badly does he need this game?
It's week two.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that has done a really, really good job over the Jets. You know, they've won the last 4 straight, 6 of the last 7. Mm-hmm. So I think it's one of those things where they have this team's number. If they can't go in there, they had a poor performance in week one. Their offense looked horrible, their offensive line especially. So if they can't go in there against a team that they've had success over the last several years and get a win, I think, I don't know, maybe a little bit. But I don't know, it's too early for guys to be in trouble.
Well, I mean, yeah, it should be, but you can tell when Rex Ryan feels like he's got some sort of pressure on him because he just gets louder and louder. And between, you know, between this type of stuff and him, I don't want to say throwing Sammy Watkins under the bus, but, you know, essentially doing that, you know, he seems like a guy that is trying to cover his own ass and have all of the bluster involved and kind of a nothing to be seen here type of thing. So they've got to win tonight. They can't afford to go 0-2.
Did you say something about Rex Ryan getting louder and blustering?
I've played for a lot of coaches in my day, and some of them may be just as crazy. But this stuff never worked for me. Did this ever work for you, Nate, as a player? This kind of pep talk?
I mean, I think it's a little bit, yeah, but I think it's a little bit more of a football thing, maybe, and not always.
Oh, mansplaining to me now.
I mean, no, I think.
Mansplaining.
Come on, basketball as opposed to football. Football is so very much like, whoa, world's against us.
Man, I'll tell you though, those track meet coaching.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Hercules, it's football.
I'm halfway ashamed to say yes, but that doesn't mean you can just go back to that well
I'm
repeatedly.
Ashamed.
I mean, you want to talk about nepotism? That's not just the reason Rob's in the league, Rex. It's the reason you're in the league, too. And your dad wasn't all that great of a coach either. Somehow you guys managed to linger. Rob Ryan being a good coach, someone explained to me how a guy that can't seem to get his defenses out of the lower third of the league repeatedly is a good coach. I mean, they're fun, you guys, but they're not much longer for this business.
Why didn't you ask me if that ever worked on me when I played sports?
Well, because I think in Little League they just pass out oranges, right?
Well, listen, I got it worse because all she's saying when you played sports, when I played in high school and rode the bench in junior college, all of my sports experience that led me to this moment today.
When you played your silly amateur sports.
Right.
Well, that's all I had to work with here.
She just threw that shade at me. You didn't even get it, so stop your complaining, Dave.
Oh, that was not shade. You know, God, you're so sensitive.
That was a clip from a team-produced deal for the Buffalo Bills. That's what that whole thing was from. And I couldn't help but notice, and I'm sure it's different when you're watching the video, but it sounded like about a quarter way through Rex's speech, somebody opened a car door with the keys in. Because all I heard was ding, 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 ding. And that's all I could focus on. At that point, I didn't really care what Rex was saying. I wanted somebody to close their damn door.
That's actually exactly what happened.
Jesus.
He was sitting in the parking lot by himself, looking in the rearview mirror, saying that speech.
He was crying. He wasn't feeling good. Nate, to you. What's going on with Victor Cruz?
Well, Victor Cruz and Janoris Jenkins are both... they're both going after what's that guy's name? Josh Norman.
Josh Norman.
Because Josh Norman, of course, didn't cover Antonio Brown for most of the game, and Antonio Brown went off with both of them saying things to the effect of, he needs to go cover the best receivers. Guys, I mean, is that fair?
Yes!
I saw Randy Moss on SportsCenter actually defend Josh Norman and say, hey, listen, this isn't as simple as it looks. Mm-hmm. And you kind of brought, I think it was you, Nate, that brought it up yesterday to somebody we had on. It was Andy Benoit.
You're right.
And it's a little bit more different because there can be miscommunication across the secondary. And if you're moving Josh Norman around, even if he could handle that, a lot of the other lesser secondary players may not be able to handle it. And now you get picked apart. So on one hand, I get it. On the other hand, listen, if you're going to be that high paid, if you're going to talk about how you're the best corner, then you go, and this is what Cruz said, you go to your coaches and say, I have to match up with Antonio Brown. This is Monday Night Football. He's the best receiver in the league. I'm the best corner in the league.
What are you paying me for?
What are you paying me for? And if they still say no, then you make sure your agent leaks that. That's how the game works.
Okay.
But it has to be done.
So you basically just said everything, but I will add to this. The greatest players in the game, no matter what game you're talking about, they never use the excuse of, well, that's the assignment that they gave me, because they're the ones that go up to their coach and demand that they have that matchup, and they don't let it go until they're given that opportunity.
That's not what Richard Sherman does, though. Richard Sherman locks down one side of the field, and that's it. And the whole point there is that I believe this is a failure of the Redskins coaching staff, not in the sense that they didn't rearrange their entire defensive scheme to have Josh Norman go one-on-one with one guy, but because they weren't able to properly help the other side of the field. If you're going to keep Josh Norman on one side of the field, you let him shut down that whole side of the field, and you roll all of your coverage to everywhere else, and you focus on Antonio Brown. This isn't Madden. You can't just mix and match subs. Like, defensive and offensive play calls in football are incredibly complicated, and if you're going to be moving guys around, that changes the packages, the formations, the coverage calls, all of those things, and it causes guys to have to learn entirely new positions. I think they need to do a better job of helping out the guys that aren't Josh Norman, and that's how you avoid this problem.
Well, why don't you get off the fence and have an opinion, Nate?
I just did.
No, I know. I'm joking. I thought that was like an amazing breakdown. I was being very facetious.
Oh, thanks.
It's like a great breakdown.
On your face. Well, I mean, he's talking about packages,
right?
Play calls and coverage.
Yeah, I mean, he went third. I mean, that's the toughest position to go in.
Oh, thanks.
Apparently, you were so into that you didn't catch the sarcasm there.
Sorry if I don't know about packages.
We have an update on Boogergate next.
Oh, good.
Don't do that while I'm drinking coffee.
What if it would be better if I called it Bugazzi?
Bugazzi.
And
isn't that a kind of car, like an Italian sports car?
I believe
car?
It is. The White Sox set a world record on Tuesday. We'll tell you exactly what that is. Somebody wants me specifically to address rumors of Rudy Gay going to Oklahoma City or the Bulls.
What site are you getting that off of?
I'll tell you exactly what it is when we get back and why people shouldn't believe stupid-ass websites. And DeMarcus Cousins is also apparently getting traded, too, according to this website.
Yeah,
it's on the drive next.
This website is a piece.
Back in 5. Sports 1140 KHDK. Katie Christensen has now downloaded the new iOS for iPhone. I know this because she just sent me a drawing. You can now with the new system on iPhone, you can draw things on a little sketch pad.
Yeah, because last night I went to bed very early.
Yeah,
because I needed some sleep.
You're an old woman.
Yeah, because I didn't really get sleep the night before. But yeah, so I get a message this morning when I wake up from Dave, and it's like just a black screen.
Yes,
I was like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You obviously haven't done your update."
Yeah, so I did that, and what I did that, by the way, come through.
Nope.
Okay, well, because pretty much the late Steve Jobs, and all the smart people at Apple have worked to get this technology breakthrough that has allowed me to take advantage of it, basically by drawing pictures of wieners on my phone and sending them to all my friends.
Yes, of course.
Pretty much what I constantly do with that. So, Katie sent me a heart and a smiley face. It's they're very girlish of you. Rudy Gay is not going to Houston, and DeMarcus Cousins is not going to the Toronto Raptors. At least,
Why not
anytime soon. According to, I'm not going to say the name of the website because it's stupid and dumb, and somebody just made it up. But some dude named Steve Scott had reported yesterday that, according to Sports Rages, some other site, which I just mentioned, I guess, now, that Rudy Gay will be going to Houston and all that, and then DeMarcus is going to go to Toronto, and I'm probably ripping on the Steve guy, and I think he's just re-reporting it. I Googled it from some other dumb website, but neither of those are – I can't tell you Rudy Gay will never be on the Rockets. And to be honest, if I had to list teams that were the most likely for DeMarcus Cousins to be on other than the Kings at the end of the year, Toronto would probably be number one. But these aren't happening. This is a dumb report. So,
cool.
To answer that guy's question, that's not happening.
Not happening.
Relax and, you know, go for it. In other news, unless you are a millennial, you probably don't know, hey, Matt, how are you? You may not know who Harambe is. Now, Harambe was a – is my replay working, Matt? Harambe – there we go. Thank you. Harambe was a gorilla who was very controversially gunned down at a Cincinnati zoo. Well, it's just not going away, and people are still honoring the legendary gorilla, including UMass Lowell, wherever that is. I'm assuming Massachusetts. They're having Harambe Night to honor the life of the fallen gorilla.
I wonder how the mother of that child feels.
Don't know. Well, probably pretty happy that her kid's alive, I would imagine that.
Yes.
The first 100 students in attendance will receive a stuffed gorilla to, quote, commemorate the life of the legendary Harambe. That's UMass. No, no word on whether or not he was drunk. But that's UMass Lowell. I believe that's is that soccer? Yeah, it's soccer. They're doing that. So God bless Harambe.
Yeah, there was a report yesterday, too, that a zoo in China had a new baby gorilla that they put the name up to a vote. And the report was that the vote that won was Harambe McHarambe Face.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Let's be honest. Anything that brings in the McFace, which started with Bodie McBoatface, I'm a fan of.
Now, that story turned out to be a fake.
Was it?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, this story is not a fake. The Chicago White Sox beat the Cleveland Indians at home Tuesday, and they also set a Guinness World Record for good measure. They were trying to get, and Katie, listen up here.
Trying
to set the record for the most dogs attending a sporting event. The dogs, many were decked out in White Sox gear, flooded into U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago for the team's Bark at the Park event.
Yes.
Bark at the Park event. Wrong thing there. Bark at the Park event. Now, here's the deal. It's a tradition the team began in 1996 as the first major league organization to do so. Now, in order to do this, they needed a minimum of 1,000 dogs in attendance. The dogs had to remain in their outfield seats for a period of 10 consecutive minutes. They ended up with 1,122 dogs that reportedly, by many, many in attendance, were all good dogs.
Good doggies.
Good doggies.
They were good dogs. They were not bad dogs.
Good doggies.
How would
the
you
PA
like
announcers? No bad.
What about people like Nate that are cat people? They can't bring their cat to a game. Because
why would I want to do that?
Why? Yeah, that, no.
Some people walk their cats. I'm imagining these people would also like cat day.
My cats would walk me.
I know
exactly. And what are you going to do? All you're going to do is you're going to have a bunch of cats. By the way, there's no such thing as a good cat. It's just a cat that tolerates you. Is going to sit in the outfield in your hands, hissing at other cats. And then you set the record for most feline exposures of butthole in one place. Because that's what cats do.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Cheerios,
I'm a cat.
For breakfast.
Right? Here you go. Hey, could you feed me? Great. Oh, that's awesome. Look, here's my rear end in your face. Oh, you want to pet me? Nope, that's cool. I have two cats, Jeffrey and Katina. They're both stupid. They get fed. I handle them. I take care of them, whatever. I'm the guy who pours the food in the bowl. And then I go up to pet them on my way home. They're always on the grass hanging out and being losers. And I go up to pet him, and they let me get, like, right to where I'm about to touch him.
Bolt.
And then but they don't even bolt. They just walk away fast enough to where they know I won't chase him. Like, why don't you chase after me? You'll never catch me. Feed me. Feed me and go away, idiot.
Man.
And finally, Bugazi continues. Boogergate is on the tip of everyone's tongues. John Harbaugh has rushed in to protect his brother Jim. He stated in his conference call Cleveland area reporters yesterday by saying, and I quote here, "Hey, for the record, my brother has never eaten a booger."
Oh, my God.
Now, that matches what
when your brother has to come to your defense, you know it's true.
Well, yeah. He followed it up by saying, that's because he always pinned me down and made me eat his boogers.
He says that there was, quote, that he never ate a booger. Now, that story matches what Jim Harbaugh said.
Yeah. Oh, their stories match
the
up.
Stories
oh, my
match
goodness.
Because Jim said, quote, "There was no booger eating." You may remember during Michigan's game last Saturday that you probably weren't watching. TV cameras caught Jim Harbaugh rubbing his nose. What happened next? Open to interpretation. And some interpreted it as him, in fact, eating a booger. Now, there's been basically a lot of Zabruder-esque angles on this thing as to whether Jim had a salty snack.
You're too much.
I'm just saying.
Zabruder-esque.
John got involved in Bugazi and threw himself in front of his brother. Now, what has not been disclosed is apparently John was sending emails to the family on a non-secure server. And the FBI is after these emails to go after his brother and see if maybe John violated the rules.
Stop it right now.
Julian Assange from WikiLeaks has no comment on this, but has apparently promised.
Where does Eric Snowden weigh in on
Eric
this?
Eric Snowden? Eric, wait, is
they
it Eric?
They couldn't find him in Siberia.
Well, the WikiLeaks.
He just did a Facebook chat the other day.
WikiLeaks promises that new information will be shown on this whole thing just before Michigan, Ohio State.
Gosh, you can break down a play to see if the ball is at the, you know, line,
right,
and it's a first down or if it's a touchdown. Are you trying to tell me that they can't do a replay of this?
Hey, I think they can.
John Harbaugh didn't have, like, I mean, come on. John Harbaugh didn't have any opinions on this until the videotape was released.
You're right.
Right?
Now it's all
nonsense
over the place. You see, folks, Jim moved his finger back into the left.
Like, what kind of psychotic family is this, by the way? If I was in this position with either of my brothers, you know what my answer would be?
He totally
ate
brother. Hell
yeah, my brother's a booger-eating moron.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is the matter with the Harbaughs?
Yes.
I don't know. You're the president of his fan club.
Come on.
True.
It doesn't matter. You throw your brother under the bus.
Always.
You say, well, you know what? I'm not sure if he's ever eaten a booger, but I know he picks his butt and sniffs it. And then he wipes it on his kids. You throw him under the bus. The Hall of Fame bus for the NFL was all packed up and ready to go yesterday. 94 nominees. We'll go through a small fraction of those and see if they're going to get in or not. We'll place our bets next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
Give it up, old man.
What?
Hey, voice guy. Ken is mysteriously into fantasy football now. Who'd have thunk? He went from I have a life
to not having a life
to, hey, I don't need any help. I'm the guru.
Dude wins one game. Like, this is the guy down at the Y,
yes,
that hits a three-pointer and then spends the rest of the game standing in the corner cherry-picking, going, give me the ball. I'm open.
David is on line one. Hello, David. You are on the Drive.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, man, I got a question. A receiver question. I got Sammy Watkins tonight. Do you think I should start him over Nelson Aguilar or Devontae Adams?
Oh, we're doing fantasy football tips.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sammy Watkins.
Shot in the dark. Get the hell rid of Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
Get away from that guy.
I would go with Nelson Agholor. I believe he had a touchdown last week with old Sammy Bradford. And we're not too sure on Sammy Watkins' health. So go with Agholor and then watch as Sammy Watkins has 41 fantasy points tonight. Because that's probably exactly what will help. Thank you, David.
Oh, my goodness.
Sammy Watkins is hurt, and he's got a trash quarterback. That's not a good...
not a good combo.
In a run-first offense.
We're not we're not turning this into a fantasy football segment.
Don't tell me. Calm
down. Actually, you're trying to get out of a very difficult segment for you, Nate, because I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh.
So obviously, we all know, you mentioned it earlier, that the nominees for the Football Hall of Fame class of 2017 were announced yesterday.
Hercules.
Yes. I got some names for you.
Okay.
And I want you guys to tell me if you think it's a lock.
Bam, 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 bam.
Or if it's a absolute no.
Oh, really? No middle ground.
Jeez. No middle ground.
Wow.
No middle ground.
Jeez.
Okay, we're going to start. I'm just because we got a list of names to go through.
That's hard.
Let's get it going. We're going to start with quarterbacks.
Okay.
We've got one, Randall Cunningham.
No.
No.
Not even a little? My goodness.
No.
Doug Flutie.
No.
No. Well, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, huh? Nope. No Doug Flutie.
Not even for the,
not
the
even
Miami
for Canada.
Win. No.
Donovan McNabb.
No.
Low throw McBlow.
No.
He's the best quarterback in Eagles history, man.
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Steve McNair.
No.
No, but he'll get some extra votes because he passed away. I'm not trying to be insensitive. That's just the way it goes.
Phil Simms.
No. No. No.
Oh, God.
I'm just like,
that's a middle ground for me.
I do not have these numbers in front of me.
Yeah.
But I would be willing to bet that Donovan McNabb's career numbers far exceed Phil Simms.
But the ring factor.
The ring factor.
What about
Phil Simms is a bumpkin.
What about Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll get it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiki Barber.
No.
Going on to the running backs.
No. Please, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Roger Craig.
Nobody should be.
Yeah, that's a should be situation.
And why is it a no? Why do you think that he will not?
He didn't last year. He didn't the year before. He should be. He was Marshall Faulk before there was Marshall Faulk.
According to this list, he wasn't in it last year.
He was.
Okay.
He was in it. He didn't make it. He didn't make. I don't even think he made it to the finals.
Well, then we need to talk to the NFL people about their information on their website.
Well, they're stupid. Joe Montana, he'd be there.
Terrell Davis.
Right?
Terrell Davis, no. No, how can Roger Craig not make it? Yeah. Terrell Davis make it? No.
I mean, that's it. His star burned brighter than just about anyone. It just didn't burn long enough.
That's true. He's like a match.
Edgerrin James?
No. He got close. I don't think so. I don't think Edge makes it.
I'm going to give him a yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lock for you? Oh, yeah. Okay, we're writing this down.
Let's get the – is this for this time around or eventually?
This time around.
Yeah, I'll go with yes.
Okay. I'm going to say a close no.
Okay. We've got Nate taking that as a lock. All right. We're going to revisit this later. LaDainian Tomlinson.
No, 100. Yes. Maybe the biggest lock of the class.
Okay, so we're circling that as a lock.
He's in. That's a no-brainer.
What about Herschel Walker?
He absolutely should be in. Herschel Walker should be in because, as you said earlier, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You're combining what he did at Georgia and what he did in his career. Neither, I think, is worthy of a Hall of Fame in inductment. Not a word. But I think if you combine them and realize that he and Bo Jackson are probably the two greatest pure athletes, maybe Jim Brown, in NFL history, I would put him in.
All right. You said no?
No.
No.
All right. All right, let's get through some of the coaches here. We've got a ton of people, but I want to go into the coaches and see what you guys say. Don Coryell.
Eric Coryell. I lean no.
I'll give him a yes just for partially revolutionizing passing of the football.
He's kind of like what Bill Walsh would have been if he hadn't won Super Bowls.
Basically, Dave is like not letting anybody in.
He's probably right.
Bill Cowher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lock.
Yeah,
for both
I think Cowher gets it.
Tom Flores.
This is a Roger Craig situation.
Yeah.
He should be in. He absolutely. You know when Tom? This sucks, and I hope this doesn't happen for 50 years. But you know when Tom Flores is going to get in the Hall of Fame, right? When he dies, just like Kenny Stabler, that garbage. He should be in. He won't get
All right, Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, we got another lock. Chuck Knox.
A guy who should be in, who's not going to get in, who's going to end up getting voted in by the Veterans Committee or whatever the hell it is. Chuck Knox should have been in a while ago.
I'll give it a no.
No, okay. Dan Reeves?
No.
No.
Okay. The last one, Dick Vermeil.
My thing is,
how about it, Dick? You can have it, buddy, in my book.
Yeah, if Kurt Warner's in the Hall of Fame, Dick Vermeil's in the Hall of Fame.
So are you locking it?
Yeah.
You have to choose.
That's the problem.
You know,
is that
the clock's ticking, dude.
I know he should get in. He's not going to get in, probably. I'm going to say yeah, just because I screw it. He won with
you've got two locks. Okay.
Yeah.
So of all the locks, we've got LaDainian Tomlinson. Oh, you've got three coaches. That's kind of Bill Cowher,
yeah.
Jimmy Johnson, yeah. And Dick Vermeil.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to keep this paper, we're going to see.
We have one more Hall of Fame question in our four-down territory set next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.